Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea, and today I have a pretty juicy podcast for you guys. I am going to be talking about Tennis Australia and the state of that. Also, some of the players, some of the scandals that are going on, happening with that. So grab your cuppers, make sure it's a big cuppa, and let's get straight into it because it's going to be good. So, as we know, the Australian Open happened 2 months ago now. And, wow, isn't the year going fast? 2019 and we're already in March. Like, what the heck? But Australian Open in January and it was a bit dramatic. Like, I'm not going to lie. There was some drama regarding the Australian tennis contingency. And there were some allegations that were thrown around, especially by the most controversial man in probably Australian tennis to date, Bernard Tomic. Just a heads up, guys, if my voice is sounding a little bit off, I am a bit sick, so excuse that. But Bernard Tomic basically exposed Leighton Hewitt at the biggest stage of all, the Australian Open, which is the Australians' home slam. So he really wanted to make an impact, and even though in his interview he did say that he did not purposely do it, I feel like he did purposely do it. So we don't know, was it purposeful or not? So I had a lot of questions going past the Australian Open, like, why did he expose him at that time? Why is Bernie not being believed? Because after the Australian Open, we saw a lot of, well, in Australian TV, there were a lot of 60-minute interviews, I think from all around the world, where he was being interviewed and asked, why are you exposing Leighton? He did a lot of interviews. And to me, it seemed like everyone was on Leighton's side. And I will obviously talk about Leighton and what I think of that later on. But I'm just like, why is no one on Team Bernie? Why is it only Bernie's family and Bernie's father, who is also another character, that are being, you know, put to the side and not being believed? And obviously in this time where other allegations of some things that are way serious and have nothing to do with sport are coming out, it's kind of like, should we not believe the victim first? Or should we just blame him because he has a history of lying? Or maybe not lying, but just being a nuisance and making trouble for himself. Is that why he's not being believed? I don't know. And then, is Bernie really the bad boy of Australian tennis? Or is Nick Kyrgios taking that place? Is Nick Kyrgios that bad? And is some favouritism occurring within Hewitt's camp? Hewitt's camp, I wouldn't say it's a camp, but is there favouritism on Hewitt's part? Like, does he have a selection of boys that he basically gives advantages to? Like, he makes sure that they get the best because they're on his team. I don't know. These are all valid questions that I was thinking about, and I was like, why is no one... This is interesting, and I think the main thing is this going to turn out like the Cricket Australia kind of drama, where you have people being suspended? Because at the end of the day, some of the stuff that these two were saying, that Bernie and Leighton Hewitt were saying, was pretty intense. Coming from Leighton's side, how he basically said, hands down, that Bernard Tomic will not play Davis Cup as long as I have anything to do with it. Like, that is a serious allegation. That is something serious. And he has no power or no right, according to the Tennis Australia head bosses, to do that. But yet he still said it. So it seems like he has some power in that. I don't know. That's what we're all going to find out. That's what this podcast is all about. So let me start at the beginning for you guys. And let's get straight into it. So after Bernard Tomic's round one, he played where he lost against Marin Cilic at the Australian Open. He had a press conference, which was very awkward. I've watched this pre-conference, I don't know, maybe a couple of times to actually try to figure out what in his mind said, yes, today is the day that we're going to do this. So, yeah, and also to prepare for this, I did watch it a couple of times, but it was very awkward. He talked about Leighton Hewitt and how he personally didn't want to play Davis Cup because he thought Leighton is a bad guy. He said a lot of things about Leighton. Not once did he threaten Leighton or anything like that. He just said Leighton's a bad guy, it's unfair, all this favoritism. He said that Leighton has threatened him before, that he was bullied. There was a lot of stuff that was said. And even in most of the interviews that he gave, he mentioned a story where he was bullied in 2016, I think, when he was quite young and he was playing Davis Cup. And they were somewhere in Europe and Leighton Hewitt bullied him, basically. And so that was the main allegation. And something that hurt me was when I was reading about this is the Tennis Australia people did nothing. Tennis Australia did nothing. And that made me think, no wonder why Bernie was scared. No wonder why his family said nothing. Because Tennis Australia, you're not doing anything because you're trying to protect someone who isn't good. Leighton Hewitt is obviously not a nice person if he was doing that. And just a heads up, Leighton Hewitt at that time was the bad boy of tennis for Australia. So there's obviously something in this in the water for these young Australians. If they're following, if Leighton Hewitt's like, oh, I've tried to help you, but you're not accepting help. But wait, were you not doing that same thing how many years ago when you were playing tennis? Exactly. That's what I thought, Leighton. Please sit down. So after that press conference, Leighton Hewitt had his own press conference. And this year at the Australian Open, the coaches had press conferences as well, which I thought was fabulous. I enjoyed watching lots of them. We were graced by Patrick Mutoglu, which was so amazing. He is a lovely person, but is also very shady as well. So like Patrick. But we saw Leighton's press conference where he got to talk about these allegations and he basically denied everything and most of what Bernard had said about the harassment, the bullying, and he also accused Tomek of threatening his family for more than 12 months. And I thought, when I heard this after watching the press conference, I was like, Bernard, what? You can't do that. Like, he's got a family, he's got kids. Like, these are little children. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? And then I watched the 60 Minutes interview and I was like, nah, that was a lie. Leighton Hewitt, you are a liar. Bernard Tomek did not do that. He may have threatened you, but he did not threaten your family. There is a clear difference. Because I don't think anyone would do that to anyone's family. Even if Bernie had a family, he wouldn't. Like, Leighton wouldn't, like, you know, there's a line and you don't cross that line. Because you have beef with people, but you don't have beef with their family. You leave them out of that. But, yeah. And also, in this press conference, that is when Leighton Hewitt said, Bernard Tomek will not play Davis Cup as long as I have anything to do with it. Now, that cut me deep. I don't quite understand why someone like Leighton Hewitt would feel like he has the authority and the power to do that. Leighton, are you the head of the Tennis Australia? No. Are you the one in charge of funding players? No. Who are you? You were a coach. You were an ex-player. Yeah, you do an amazing job at helping these guys, but you, I don't feel like he should have that authority, nor should he have said that. And I feel like no one's really taking that statement as seriously as what it is, because there are a few boys who are not in Leighton's, I guess, favouritism box or whatever, who I haven't seen play Davis Cup since 2016, 2015, 2014 maybe. So I'm a bit questioning, like, what happened to this person? I thought they were good. What happened to that person? I thought they were good. Tennis Australia, I really think you need to get a grip on your people because it's not looking good. Leighton said a lot in his press conference that it just makes my life a lot easier and makes the shade and the juice and the tea all so much better for you guys to listen to. He also said, we are trying to set cultural standards for the Davis Cup and representing Australia. Leighton Hewitt. Sir, please sit down. Please explain to me how your cultural standards for these boys and representing Australia allows people to be bullied on Twitter and make fun of other tennis players. Please do elaborate on that, Leighton Hewitt. Leighton, could you also tell me how those cultural standards are, behaving like a fool on the tennis court and, you know, being disrespectful to some of the greats in the game? Please do elaborate on that. Elaborate on how those cultural standards also mean that, you know, you leave people out and you don't really help people and you go out partying all the time and you make a fool out of yourself. But no, Leighton, I would like to know, how is this representing Australia to the fullest of your abilities? Because from some of the boys that you have representing Australia, I can tell you Benon Tomic is not doing what these people are doing. I can tell you that he's probably a better representation of moral standards and just cultural standards, as you want to put them, for representing Australia than some of the boys you have in that Davis Cup team of yours. Like, come on. Like, yeah, I get it, but, like, look at your team and then look at some of the people you've left out of that team. Some of them, I'm like, yes, you don't deserve to be in this team anymore. But others, I'm like, hon, you're borderline. Like, really? We're going to put you in the team after what you did? After what I'm seeing you typing on the internet? I'm just saying. And I probably have said this before, and I probably am contradicting myself, but what players write on social media, I think, affects how people think about them. Because it's not fair if you're being a saint and everything else on the court, but outside of the court, you're just an actual demon. I'm just saying. Like, it's not right. It's not fair. Like, it's definitely not okay. And Leighton Hewitt, I think that people think Leighton is innocent. He's like the dad, the father of Tennis Australia. He's helping all these young guys, making sure that they're great, playing tennis with them, all that kind of stuff. But, like, people are being brainwashed. Leighton Hewitt is brainwashing people. Like, everyone is being brainwashed to think Leighton's okay. And I know there's a good tendency of people who are diehard Leighton fans, like, Leighton can do nothing wrong. He is the greatest person in the whole wide world. And I'm like, Leighton, you need to stop. You need to stick to being a coach. You need to stick to being a commentator. And that is it. No, not even that. Just stick to being a coach. If you want to coach. Do not get on the court. Get on the court on the practice court. Not on the not on an actual tennis court. No, I'm sick of seeing Leighton in the draws. Like, I was looking at the Indian Wells draw because I was prepping for that just now, and I'm pretty sure if I see him on the doubles draw, I'm going to lose everything. Like, I'm going to lose I'm going to lose it. I don't understand. Why don't you just come out of retirement? Like, if you want to play, just play. Don't, like, it just annoys me because he's brainwashing everyone. He's 100%, like, I think, and it's come to take me a long time because I was one of those people who was being brainwashed too. I was like, oh, Leighton can do no wrong. Leighton's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with Leighton. But I'm like, actually, he's 100% fake. And what half of the stuff that he's saying is as bad as what Tomic was probably saying with him. Like, he's threatening Tomic's career, basically, by saying he can never play Davis Cup again. I don't think if Tomic really wanted to play Davis Cup, I think he would have changed his life. But, you know, the option should be there for everyone. And that's not fair on him. Like, Nick Kyrgios, Thanasi Kokkinakis, Bernard Tomic are the three people I haven't seen. Omar Jasika, but Omar's a lost cause. We're not talking about him. But the three, Kyrgios, Kokkinakis, Tomic, have been three people who were prominent in Davis Cup for maybe, like, the past 2 or 3 years, the Nasty got injured. Then he started doing all this party stuff that I don't know, like, I don't even want to talk about that. And then Kyrios was really good, and sometimes he'd have moments of disagreement where he'd be like, I don't like Davis Cup, I don't like the environment, I don't want to, you know, run for Australia. And I'm like, okay, fair enough, you're just in a mood. And then other times he'd be great, he'd be on fire. And then Benard Tomic was the golden boy. He was doing so well. And then Leighton Hewitt arrived. So Leighton's ruined, but since then, I have not seen these three boys come back. And Nick Kyrgios actually said, when he was asked about it at the Australian Open as well, they asked him, why, like, do you think some of these comments that Bernard Tomic is saying correct? And he's like, no, I didn't see it. Like, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about the tennis, my tennis, for that matter. And I was like, Nick, you know what? I like you, and I get that you just want to focus on your tennis and you don't want to be involved in this whole drama shmama business, because Leighton will come for you. But I also need you to tell us what's happening and what's the truth, because I feel like you have also been left out because you're not part of this cultural standards and representing Australia business. Because I don't know, and I don't understand it, because there's been the same 5 boys representing Australia: Alex de Minaur, John Millman, Alex Bolt, Jordan Thompson, John Peers, Matty Ebden. Those 6 people I see all the time. Every Davis Cup is a rotation of those 6. And I'm like, there are more boys in Australian tennis than that. There are more people more deserving of, well, not more deserving, but who should get a chance to play, and they're not getting that chance because Leighton Hewitt has his golden 6 that he just wants to put on the court. He needs them there all the time. And I honestly don't know what Tennis Australia is thinking, but you guys need to really, 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 like, look at what you're doing, because there's something fishy going on. And the funny thing to me is all this drama is just in the men's side of the Australian tennis. Like, I have not heard a single thing, nothing, about the women. And it kind of makes me feel bad because I have to put Australia in one contest, because it is. I wish they had 2 different names for it, but it's just one. And I feel bad because the women are just doing amazing, and they've got a fair system. These new girls in the Fed Cup team, like, they're doing amazingly. So I don't know what is going on the other side of the water, but the men, you really have to pick it up and you have to do something, because I am so done with you guys. Like, I genuinely am. And this whole Benard Tomic scandal debacle thing, I am team Bernie all the way. I think more players need to come out and actually tell. I don't want to hear the Golden 6 talking. Like, I know it's a bit late for this, but I know there's still controversy going on, but I don't want to hear the Golden 6 talk about it. I want to hear either Thanasi come out and tell us the truth, or Nick come out and actually tell us, hey, no, actually, this is what's going on. And so, because I feel like if Leighton starts talking, I zone out. Like, I genuinely do zone out. Like, he was an amazing tennis player. He was good at what he did. He's an entertaining commentator. I'm not gonna fault his career and make him look bad. Like, I'm genuinely not. But I just don't think I need to see him every single time they play a major tournament. I don't want to see him on the tour. I don't want to see him anymore. Like, I don't want to see you playing, Leighton. You're retired. Retirement means you stop playing and you hang up the racket. That's all I'm saying, sir. That's all I had to say to you. The other thing about the Australian media and the Australian tennis is Nick Kyrgios is someone who he likes to wind them up. And I don't know why the Australian media fall for it every time. They fall for it every time. And I'm just like, I don't understand. Can someone help me understand why they are so stupid? So there's been too many scandals where Nick has said stuff on social media. And the thing is, the Australian media, they just lap it up. They look at it and they don't read the context. They don't really dig further to see what's actually going on. They just take that one tweet and they're like, ooh, let's write a complete article on absolute nothing. That's basically what they do. And that's basically what they've been doing with Nick Kyrgios. And I'm just so sick of seeing him basically berate them on social media and basically have a go at them and basically snap back at them. And they act all surprised, like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't have wrote that. Ooh, maybe it's time to stop writing about Nick Kyrgios. Like, yes, it is stop time to write, to be writing about Nick Kyrgios, because he's just going to keep doing what he does. And if the more you keep posting about it and writing articles about it, the more fire you're giving him. Just stop. Australian tennis media, Australian sports media, Australian media in general, stop writing about Nick Kyrgios. Just end it all. Just stop it. Because you're just giving him more power, and he loves that. He loves the attention. And the other day I saw something that he retweeted one of the articles, and I was like, oh God, here we go again. Like, not, what have they written about him this time? And some of the stuff they do write is good. Some of the stuff they do write is factual. Others, I'm just like, ooh, okay. Yeah, right. That's like nothing. This is nothing compared to what Nick is. But Australian media, just don't. Just leave it alone. Okay? He knows what he's doing. He knows he has you. So just leave it alone. My other thing was the fact that the Australian tennis boys think it's hilarious. All because a certain Nick Kyrgios decides to pick and laugh at Stefanos Tsitsipas on Twitter. Now, Stefanos does not help himself sometimes, and recently he has not been doing that great either. He has been digging himself multiple holes, but, you know, we love him and we try to help him, but sometimes you're unhelpable if you can't help yourself. But the boys think it's funny to do that. And there was a post that Stefanos posted, the one where he's like, I like being naked, blah, 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 blah. I'm pretty sure we've all seen this one because it was pretty viral. And so there were a couple of boys that went on and commented on this. And to be fair enough, it was like, some of what they said was funny. And I, coming from New Zealand and somewhat living in Australia, I understand that banterish humour, but I did understand for girls and fans and everyone else that was in Europe, and Stefanos in particular, who would think, oh, like, they're being mean, like, that's a rude comment to send to someone, and that's practically bullying someone. And there was a big debate on Twitter about whether it was bullying or if it was banter. And it was basically Australasia versus Europe and everywhere else, because no one else got the humour. And in my book, you can't have banter with someone who doesn't understand. And that's basically what those boys did. And so, in my eyes, that's bullying. He's not understanding what you guys are trying to tell, like, he's not understanding the joke. And why would he understand the joke? Because you guys never talk to him in person to tell him the joke. So you can't just suddenly want to be BFFs with someone on social media and make it look like you guys are being all innocent and cute when really you're out to get them. Because that's what cultural standards are you setting then? How well are you representing Australia then? Alex, Jordan, Matty, how well are you Australian? How well are you representing them? Exactly, you're not. Because you're making Australians seem like a bad people and that they're really mean. Because one, you are. But like, that's not what the whole world needs to know. Only we need to know that. So, yeah. And I just felt bad for them because it was kind of, it's sad for Stefanos but I feel like Stefanos used to it, like he probably wouldn't care. It was more like some other girls, some other fans that were taking it a little bit more to heart. But I think the main thing is the boys, there's a list. Alex Demonor, Alex Bolt, Jordan Thompson, Thanasi Kokkinakis, Nick Kyrgios, and Matty Reid. Now, Thanasi Kokkinakis, Nick Kyrgios, and Matty Reid are the worst. They are the worst. I always see them on social media commenting on the most stupidest things. And sometimes I just want to be like, do you guys not have careers? Or are you not that invested in tennis anymore? Like, is that just what happened? Like, I just genuinely don't understand what is going on for you guys to be constantly on your phone thinking it's funny to put laughing emojis on anything. Like, I just don't get it. I genuinely don't get it. And I don't understand. Tennis Australia, can you take away their phones? Oh, wait, you don't have the power. Send Leighton in. Leighton, can you take away their phones? Oh, wait, Leighton, you don't have the power either. Wow. It just shocks me. And I think those three. And the thing that's funny is, Matty Reid, you are a grown man. Like, you're like 30 or something. Like, what the heck? Like, what are you doing with these young children? And Nick, you're nearly. Nick is 20. He's nearly 26. Like, he's 25, 24-ish. Nick, come on. And then Thanasi, I know you have, like, I know you're injured and all that kind of stuff, but come on, really? Like, you guys need to pull it together, because if this is all anyone knows you for, your life is not looking very good. But yeah, but in conclusion, I think the way we can solve this is Dylan Alcott, I'm sending you a message. Can you please come and resurrect this men's Australian tennis? Like, just do a massive chop, do what you need to do, and you just be in charge, because I can't take it anymore. We need someone like Dylan to take over. Dylan is, like, the loveliest person in the whole wide world. If you don't know Dylan, he is the wheelchair men's quad. Let me start this again. Dylan Alcott is the men's wheelchair quad Australian Open champion 5 years in a row. He's breaking records. He is an ambassador for ANZ. He does a lot of stuff. He's an ambassador for wheelchair sports. He's a commentator. He's a host. He's just an amazing guy. He's a author, I'm pretty sure. I think he has a book. He's an Olympian. He's a gold medalist. So he's a great representative for Australian tennis and just Australians in general. He's so lovely, and I think he's an amazing guy. So Dylan, you need to take over Tennis Australia. I want you to take over, you and your friends. Let's take over and just take charge of this whole situation, because honestly, I am so done. Like, I'm so done. Put them in their lane. Like, get them, you know, beat them into submission if you have to. But yeah, that is my take on this whole drama, guys. And at the end of the day, it's not going to be a cricket saga, because it's not, I don't think, people watch tennis, but people aren't really, like, I don't think Tennis Australia took it seriously enough for it to become a cricket saga. And I think maybe that's the bad thing about it, they didn't take it seriously enough, because I think they should have taken it more seriously. It's just that Leighton Hewitt has so much power and no one really likes Bernard Tomic that it was at that point, and Nick Kyrgios will just be Nick Kyrgios. The media need to stop feeding into his indulgence and attention seekingness, because some half of his behavior is just because he knows he's going to be on the news. Like last week, what happened in Acapulco with Rafa Nadal, that just pissed me off. Like, Acapulco was cancelled. Like, it's cancelled until further notice. Like, next year, I'm not watching it. It was one of those tournaments where I was like, I could go to Mexico and I'd go watch everyone, all the men's tennis players and women's tennis players that I like. But I was like, no, what's the point? It's cancelled. Acapulco is cancelled. So, and yeah. that was my two cents. Thank you guys for listening to this very long podcast. It's like 30 minutes. My goodness. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys learned something. And if you guys have any comments, or if you're Australian and you have a two cents on this situation, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. You guys know the socials, always in the link below. And I hope you guys enjoyed your cuppas.